President, and thank you for giving me the floor a second time. I already had the opportunity to give some general comments on the text before us, so now I will I want to add a few remarks on the particular elements here. First point, I fully share the points made, in particular by my colleague from Canada, that I don't see any competition here between the sections A and B, but that we my delegation's belief is that these two proposals would complement each other in strengthening the convention. On more specifically on section B, I believe that the language before us does not really fully represent the debate we have had on this issue in the plenary as well as in the informal consultations conducted by the facilitator. My distinguished colleague from Iran and a few other colleagues have expressed their confusion about the language which we see here and the different bodies that are proposed here, and I must say I fully share their confusion. I would like to agree with my Swiss colleague that what we have discussed is in fact a hybrid mechanism, and the idea was that the overall instrument should be called a scientific advisory board, which then consists of an open-ended advisory group and a scientific reporting committee. So I think there's a need to clarify language here, going back to the original ideas that have been discussed on this. And I think it would also be useful in order to give a full picture to the delegations to not just indicate that there is an annex forthcoming, but actually to flesh out what would be in that annex, because we have to see the overall picture here to come to a decision. Thank you.